Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Over two-thirds of non-retired investors say they may continue working after they retire. This is according to the 8th Annual Advisor Authority Survey from Nationwide. And the two of the major things that have impacted this shift is market turmoil and the soaring cost of living. So market anxiety and inflation. Two-fifths, almost 45% say they'll have to work to supplement their retirement savings or income out of necessity. Now, then, in addition, 40% are saying they plan to move to a different city or region after retiring. And the most common reasons are a lower cost of living and lower tax environment. So we're seeing a lot of economic implications of a volatile, choppy market, inflation, and our tax environment and cost of living issues. Now, there are some other very advantageous benefits to working some after retirement, and that is staying physically and mentally active and preserving a sense of purpose. And that's also very important. So let's talk about both of those implications. In terms of the financial implications and the economic implications, working some, at least for a little while in retirement, even part-time, can make an extraordinary impact on financial security. And, you know, we can model this very effectively. We have a lot of tools to be able to model what earning 50% pay for 2 or 3 years in the front end of retirement can oftentimes make all the difference in the world in terms of implementing a successful financial plan. So there's no question that it is something to consider. And then there's also, so from an economic perspective, now then from a sense of purpose, staying active, that's, I think, equally important. It's very important to have a sense of purpose. And those first couple of years when you retire is what I have found are so critical. It's important, especially if you're kind of burned out. You know, we can kind of get to a mode where it's like, oh, I feel like I'll be on vacation the rest of my life. And those first couple of weeks are great. That first month or two may be great. But if you don't establish routine into your weekly schedule in that first 6-12 months, then all of a sudden you can kind of start to lose that sense of purpose. And, you know, most of the people that we work with in our office, they absolutely thrive in retirement. But we do occasionally see people, and I saw this in my own father, that the retirement was really the start of a period of decline because of that lack of sense of purpose and the mental and the being physically active. So doing some part-time work, consulting, if you don't need to financially, you know, then involving yourself in charity work or things that you're passionate about, but staying active and the potential financial implications in those early years of retirement can be very, very critical.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.